you got?
Cooking.
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Let the lawsuits begin! Well, I guess they've already begun, if you want to be accurate. Because, heck, the lawsuits were being filed even before all the polls closed on Tuesday. Yeah, so it might be better to say, the lawsuits have only just begun. Or, the lawsuits just keep on coming, to borrow a line from my disc jockey days. And yeah, I'm not especially happy about it, but it's pretty obvious that the election returns might be final, but the election results are a long way from being final. See, this is why so many Americans hate politicians. And let me emphasize, I mean politicians on both sides of the aisle. I'm what the kids at church call an old. And to be honest, I'm ashamed of what our political landscape looks like these days. I mean, this whole election is going to be reduced to who has the best lawyers and what the Supreme Court ultimately rules. And that's just sad to me. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter. I'm embarrassed by the way this whole election has played out. You know, to the rest of the world, the United States of America looks like a complete shoeshine show right now. And I think you know what I'm trying to say here. If you think Great Britain looked foolish during the Brexit mess, the U.S. just said,
here, hold my beer.
Because this presidential election has been one of the most humiliating exercises in the history of this country. And neither party looks good right now. I don't care who won at the polls or who wins in court. Both parties look petty and childish in my mind. Now, I'm not going to get into specifics because that's all we've talked about all week, and I'm sick and tired of it personally. But I don't really feel like either party reflects my values or my agenda anymore. And I've grown weary of politicians and politics in general. Never thought I'd hear myself say that. Because I used to be a political junkie. I loved to talk politics. But I'm almost completely disenfranchised from politics these days. And I'm deeply disturbed about the world I'm leaving to my 9-year-old grandson, Liam. I literally fear for his future. So, let the lawsuits begin! Because it looks like that's where we're going to get the final result in this presidential election. Sad. Yeah, I know, that sounds like a tweet from a politician. But it is sad. I can remember when even the most contentious elections ended in a concession speech or a concession phone call from one candidate to another. But it certainly doesn't look like that's going to happen this year. I can distinctly recall hearing my father talk about Richard Nixon's resignation. Now, my dad strongly supported Nixon, thought he got a raw deal in the Watergate scandal. But even he said, I know the president did some things wrong and he needed to resign, but I'm just proud of the peaceful transition of power. And you know, his point was a good one. As I've said on this show many times before, my dad was not a highly educated man, but he was a highly intelligent man. And he said some very wise things in his days. That was one of the smartest and most insightful things he ever said in my life. And I was too young and stupid to realize it at the time. I just took the peaceful transition of power for granted because we'd never seen anything other than that. But now our whole election process has been reduced to who has the best lawyers and what the Supreme Court ultimately rules. You know, it sounds silly, but I yearn for the days of 2004. When George W. Bush and Al Gore fought it out in court over who won the state of Florida, that was a bitter campaign. And the vote count and the recounts and the hanging chads and the lawsuits, still they all came down to a concession phone call from Gore to Bush. But even that ended badly. Remember Gore rescinding his concession and hanging up? He said,
well, you don't have to get snippy about this.
But when it was all said and done, Bush assumed the Oval Office and the peaceful transition of power stood fast and firm. I'm not at all sure that's going to be the case this year. Now, don't get me wrong, I hope we don't have to deal with some kind of third world country shenanigans, but you gotta admit, it doesn't look good right now. I mean, anytime a major election is reduced to a bunch of lawyers yelling at each other, that's not a good look. The odds are that it will not end well for Washington or the United States. Heck, we look like a bunch of half-baked idiots to the rest of the world. And that's why I worry about the country I'm passing down to my children, and especially my grandson. You know, I'm kind of glad my wise old dad isn't around anymore to witness this dumpster fire we call 2020. Oh, that reminds me of something much more uplifting that I wanted to tell you about in this first segment. I'm sure you'll enjoy it a lot more than election lawsuits. Halloween was Saturday, and I told you last week on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show that my wife and I were just heartbroken that we couldn't spend the evening trick-or-treating with our grandson. But our son and daughter-in-law came up with a plan that helped ease the pain quite a bit. They suggested that Liam visit his Aunt Skylar, our darling baby daughter, and show off his costume, after which the four of them would then head over to our house, in separate cars, of course, so all six of us could visit outside, with masks on, proper social distancing, and all that. Now, all the experts still insist, so long as you're outside wearing a mask and stay 6 feet apart, the chance of passing the virus is next to zero. So that's what we all agreed to do. Skylar lives alone. She works from home, so she visits Cindy and me on a fairly regular basis. And she stayed clear of Derek, Danielle, and Liam that night, you know, to maintain her quarantine status. I don't know if that's the right term, but you know what I mean. So Cindy, Skylar, and I haven't spent more than a few minutes on the phone or on Zoom with the other half of our little family in weeks. Heck, it might have even been months. So all six of us were really looking forward to it. Now, I gotta lay some groundwork here. My daughter-in-law is an interior decorator. She has a keen eye for what really looks good and how to put things together well. So when Liam came up with a really unique and creative idea for a homemade Halloween costume, Danielle quickly figured out a way to make it happen. Secondly, I have to make sure you understand, this idea for this homemade costume was entirely Liam's imagination. 100%. That's what makes all of this so incredibly cool. Most people would take one look at this homemade costume and assume, well, mommy and daddy came up with that concept, not a 9-year-old boy, but I swear it was all him. So Derek and Danielle told Cindy, Skylar, and me to be ready to throw candy at Liam, and that the costume would play a role in why we would throw candy at Liam. But they wouldn't tell us what it was. They wanted the costume to be a surprise. My son even said, this was completely Liam's idea. You will never guess what the costume is until you actually see it, but I guarantee you will laugh until you cry. Well, immediately, Cindy thought it was a giant baseball glove because Liam's a really good baseball player, but Derek told us it wasn't that. I guessed a basketball hoop. Again, my son said, nope, that's wrong. We tried to guess several different times, but he kept saying, you will never figure it out, but you will love it. Of course, that just made waiting for Halloween all that much more difficult, but it did give us something to look forward to all week long. So, Saturday night arrived, and Derek, Danielle, and Liam went to Skylar's first and then headed our way. Cindy and I just couldn't stand it, but they finally arrived. When the doorbell rang, we literally ran to the front door, and there stood Liam, with two straps over his shoulder, standing inside a large rectangular cardboard box being held up by the straps. The box was painted green. It bore the number 2020, as in the year 2020. There was a sign on the green box that replicated the logo of a company we all here in Houston readily recognize as Waste Management, or WM for short. Then Danielle had used brightly colored red, orange, and yellow construction paper to decorate the front of the box as if there were flames shooting out of the top of it. Yep, Liam's costume was a 2020 dumpster fire. We all roared with laughter and threw Halloween candy into his 2020 dumpster fire. Derek was right. It was hilarious. And I have never been more proud of my brilliant, witty, funny grandson, and his mommy and daddy. What a happy Halloween we had. I hope you had a happy Halloween too, and I also hope you'll forgive my self-indulgence during this segment. But I promise, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will talk about food. Right after I put out a fire.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First-timer alert, our guest today has one of the most interesting life stories that I have personally ever heard. So I think you're going to enjoy this. Please make welcome Derek Goodman of Olives in Nyack, New York. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
I am doing great, Randy. Thank you so much for having me on. We're going to have fun today. I'm a little bit honored and flattered.
Well, we're flattered to have you on the show. We always like to introduce our audience to our guests. So tell us where you were born. Where were you reared? Where did you go to school? All of that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was born in New Jersey, actually in Livingston, but I grew up in a town in northern Jersey called Bergenfield. It's like an average-sized suburban town, very much like what you would call like normal East Coast American life. You know, and I graduated in 1996. I guess I'm dating myself there. And then I went to college at the University of Delaware. I am a fighting blue hen, also known as an ass-kicking chicken.
Derek and I actually know each other outside of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show context, but he is a food industry insider, and we'll get around to that in just a few minutes. Let's start with your circuitous route through life. You started out as a college freshman at Delaware in the pre-med program.
Mm-hmm.
What led you in that direction?
Well, let's see. When I was a young child, I always was drawn to science and math, and I think it was like maybe when I was like maybe 6 years old was when I first told my parents that I wanted to be a neurosurgeon when I grew up. And that's an odd thing for a six-year-old to like have in their mind, but that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I just knew that I wanted to be a doctor so badly, and particularly a neurosurgeon. You know, my mother would always joke, she's like, oh, good, that means you can figure out what's wrong with my head. And I'm like, Mom, that's more of a psychologist. But
but it wasn't long.
Nope.
Not long at all, as a matter of fact, before you realized that that was a career mistake and you switched majors. But the interesting part here is which major you switched over to.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it?
Well, I switched from pre-med, and it happened rather quickly. I'll admit, it's just like towards the end of high school, I started to realize that as much as I love science and medicine, I also have a really, really strong affinity for singing. You know, I did all the musicals and plays in high school, and I really, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty good, or very good, maybe you could say. And I knew by the time I was getting ready to go to school that I didn't want to study medicine anymore. I knew that I wanted to study music, so I auditioned to get into their vocal program, and I made it as an offer. Well, as an opera student, I got a small scholarship and was able to do that, and they allowed me to switch over without really any trouble.
Have you always enjoyed singing?
I've always enjoyed music, that's for sure.
Ah.
Like, as a young kid, I always was playing instruments. I played saxophone, French horn, dabbled a little bit in piano, but I didn't really start singing until, I think it was my freshman year of high school, and that's kind of a funny story. I was a football player, but I caught pneumonia, so I wasn't allowed to be out on the field for about the first 2 months of the season.
Hmm.
But my lungs had healed enough that I could like breathe properly and all that. So the music teacher was like, well, rather than sitting in study hall, why don't you come, you know, sit in with the chorus for a little while, see how you like that. And the rest you could say is history.
So did you pursue opera singing as a profession after college?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I moved right from Delaware. I moved up to New York City and started working in restaurants, which is basically what most performers do, you know, while you're trying to chase down gigs. So, you know, I first worked at a P.F. Chang's in Westchester, and then I started working right in Manhattan. And in between that, I would go on auditions, and I did get a chance to be in a few operas. I did a few more musicals, some cabaret shows. And I guess you could say I hit the peak when I got a chance to be a soloist at Carnegie Hall.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Well, it only happened once, but it's just like they say, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Yeah.
I definitely did a lot of practicing. I probably could have even done more, but that's how I got there.
So do you have any funny stories about your years as an opera singer that you could tell us?
Well, not so many funny stories. It's just kind of like weird, some of the things that I ended up doing. Like one of the cabaret shows that I ended up doing was like a reverse gender version of Chicago. So instead of it being all women in jail, it was all men in jail. So if you know that musical, you can imagine like me in an outfit like that doing like the cell block tango.
Do you still sing opera, or have you abandoned that career altogether?
I still sing, but I do it purely on an amateur basis. Like, you know, I sing for fun, like whenever there's, you know, like a local musical or town, or if there's a chorus that I can sing with, I do that, but I'm no longer chasing down like operatic roles. At least I haven't for the past, 7, 8, 9 years or so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get offers from people that, you know, I'm close with. Like, I've done some concert work with my little brother in my fraternity. He still is actually doing the opera thing professionally. So when he's in town and he's doing something that, you know, he needs a tenor to do a duet with, or, you know, maybe something a little bit more relaxed, like parlor singing, you know, I'll do those sorts of things. But for the most part, you know, the opera career is done. I just sing because I love it.
But then your life took another turn.
Yes.
You called me and asked about voiceover lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have been working on yet another career for Derek Goodman.
That's correct.
Voiceover and voice acting. What inspired that?
Well, I mean, all my life, even when I was a younger child, like my first job, I was working at a roller skating rink. And several times, like, people that would come in, they'd be like, you have a really good voice for, like, business or radio. They're like, you just don't sound like a normal teenager. And that's, I guess, a compliment, maybe not even a compliment, but an evaluation that a lot of people have had my entire life. And then when I was working in restaurants, I worked alongside a lot of people that did a lot of regular acting and commercial acting. And there again, I had a lot of people tell me, like, you have a voice that should be broadcast somehow, whether it's on the radio, whether it's like commercials, cartoons, something like that. And I was like, well, that's probably just because, you know, I had to learn how to speak very cleanly with a very neutral accent and all that for the opera training. And that probably just carried over. But, you know, as I've gotten older and heard that enough, I was like, you know what? I should give this a shot. And sadly, it was this whole pandemic that presented me with enough free time to say, you know what? Rather than just sitting around and watching Netflix all day, why don't you get off your butt and get some lessons?
Well, the next obvious question, Derek, is do you think I've been effective in teaching you VO?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm not just saying that to make you sound good on your show. I am very, very, very thankful and aware of the progress that I've made because of your guidance.
Well, you told me a few weeks ago that you even landed a role in an off-Broadway show, and you felt like the skills that I was teaching you played at least a part in you getting the part.
Yes.
Explain what you meant by that.
Yes, well, a friend of mine that I used to work with, this girl, Monica, who does a lot of singing and like more like jazz and rock shows, but she got a part in this off-Broadway musical that they're trying to get funding for. And she asked me if I was interested to come and do a small role. But it turned out that they just wanted me for a speaking role, but they wanted me because of how I sounded.
Hmm.
And I think the work that you did with me on finding the right way to highlight the right word in each sentence, in each line, I think that made a big difference in why they cast me.
And what is your role and what's the character's name?
Well, my character's name is Ken Stafford, basically a closeted gay guy, and he gets outed in the middle of a church scene.
Wow.
It's a little bit raucous what goes on after that. You know, there's a lot of yelling, a lot of arguing, a lot of, you know, you don't understand what my life has been. You know, I can't tell my family about this. You know, even though that's not necessarily my life, I kind of felt like I know a lot of these people, and I'm like, I think I can nail this role. And, you know, hopefully I did. We'll see if we can get this picked up. We'll see if we can get funding so we can actually produce it off Broadway.
Well, I hope you'll tell us when the show will open. And I guess I should take this opportunity to plug my voiceover coaching business.
You should.
If anybody's interested in learning how to launch a voiceover career as an announcer, maybe in commercials, or maybe a narrator for videos, or as a voice actor in cartoons and video games, maybe even voice imaging artist,
mm-hmm.
You can always find out more by visiting my website, randyhames.com, which is how Derek found me.
Absolutely.
But ultimately, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about cooking and eating good food, and Derek's work with Olives in Nyack, New York is the actual reason for his appearance on our show today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a short break here for just a few minutes, Derek,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to come back and have you talk about how you parlayed your work in restaurants when you were working your way up in the opera industry into the job that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back with Almost Doctor, former opera star, aspiring voiceover artist, and current restaurateur, Derek Goodman of Olives in Nyack, New York. We thank you for hanging out with us this morning on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Derek.
It is my pleasure. My pleasure to be talking to you, Randy.
Well, you mentioned that on your way up in the opera business, you and a lot of other aspiring opera singers and actors worked in the restaurant business. So is that how you got into this business in the first place?
Absolutely. I mean, the cliche, like every actor is a waiter and every waiter is an actor. I found that to be extremely true, especially once I started working in Manhattan, which was back in 2003, I worked at this restaurant, Bluefin. And literally, it's a huge restaurant in the middle of Times Square. So, of course, I was around a lot of Broadway performers. And I would say of a staff of, I don't know, 50, 60 servers and bartenders and hosts, I would say 95% of them were all trying to pursue some sort of career in performance.
Are you strictly a front of the house guy, or do you dabble in the kitchen too?
Well, I mean, if you work in the industry long enough, especially in really high-end restaurants that have high food concepts, you know, you make friends with the chefs, so you start learning a lot of things through osmosis. So I wouldn't call myself at all a chef. Like, I've never actually worked in the kitchen, but I have picked up so much about food and cooking that, you know, whenever I throw a party or something like that, people are really excited because, you know, say, for instance, if I throw a Super Bowl party, it's not like pizza and chips. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to do steak tartare and pork tenderloin and things like that. It's the most bougie Super Bowl party spread that you could possibly imagine.
I love that. Well, now, Olive's just recently opened, or maybe I should say reopened.
That's very true.
So tell us the background story of the entire place.
Well, okay. The place is called Olive's, and actually we've rebranded as Olive's Eats. Because for a couple of years before this whole pandemic happened, it was really just a bar. We had a few small dishes, but now because of the regulations, it might be different than it is down there in Texas. But in New York, any place that is serving any type of alcohol has to serve food. So, you know, during the whole quarantine, we were shut down from the middle of March until just about 3 or 4 weeks ago we reopened. But the restaurant and bar has been here since 1979 under the same ownership. Mm-hmm. Marianne Olives is the name of the person that owns it. And at 41 years, it is definitely the longest running restaurant in all of Nyack and one of the longest running places in all of Rockland County, New York.
Now, just looking at your website, Derek, makes us think that Olives is more than just an eatery. It's a neighborhood bar and a music venue, too. Is it still a music venue?
Yes. Yes, it is. Unfortunately, again, due to some of the regulations that are trying to keep people safe during this crisis, we can't do all the things that we used to back in the day, or I guess I should say back, you know, before we had the quarantine. We would do a different event every night. We had stand-up comedy. We have a house band that would do an open jam, meaning anybody could get up and perform with them. We did karaoke. We would schedule different bands for our Fridays and Saturday nights, and then we would have an open mic every Sunday night. But unfortunately, we're not allowed to do open mics, karaokes, or stand-up comedy because we can't let 20, 30 people, you know, use the same microphone. It would just be a little bit hard logistically to have, like, you know, a staff member standing on the side of the stage and then in between each performer. It's just like you have to wipe everything down. So
yeah,
we just can't really do that yet. Hopefully, as we work and get closer towards a vaccine, we'll be able to bring that back. But in the meantime, we still do have live bands, DJs, our house band, Frankie D and the Boys. They've been performing here for, I don't know, 35 years. So
wow.
The town is just really, really happy to have some place that's doing some sort of live music because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of bars and restaurants, number one, couldn't even reopen. We lost them. But, you know, everybody's operating on a smaller scale. So having some taste of what life was like before this whole pandemic is really good for everybody. It's good for the soul.
And it looks like you have a lot of pool tables and outdoor seating. Is that right?
50% right. Lots of outdoor seating, but we got rid of the pool tables because of the idea that when we're at the bar, we have these barriers that protect people from each other, so to speak. And we can keep, you know, social distancing by having the table 6 feet apart. But when people are playing pool, There's no way that they're standing 6 feet apart.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want people to, number one, not be safe. And not to lie, we don't want to get a huge fine by, you know, the police coming in and seeing that people aren't distancing. So we decided that we needed to lean more towards the food and get rid of the pool tables.
Well, that's our focus here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, what's to eat. So let's walk through the menu with you.
Absolutely.
Olive's website says that you offer soups, salads, burgers, and platters.
That is correct.
But we couldn't help but notice that you also feature seasonal, organic, locally grown vegetables and herbs straight from Mary Ann Olive's own garden. So fill us in.
That is very true. Mary Ann Olive, you know, she's a very interesting woman. Like I said, she's had this place since 1979, and she went to the French Culinary Institute in New York and graduated that in 96. She's also a licensed pilot. She's a very, very experienced gardener. And like, she just does so many things. So she got to the point where her garden, she has a beautiful garden out in Rivervale, New Jersey, had enough vegetables that that's basically, at least, you know, through the sustainable parts of the year, you know, spring, summer, a little bit of the fall, that's where we get all of our vegetables.
Wow. The first thing on the menu is French onion soup. So does it have that crusty topping that you can crush down into the soup and then mix all together?
There'd be no other proper way to do it than that. If you're not doing it that way, you're not doing it right.
And since you're in New York, we're sure there's a lot of dedicated vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't help but notice that you offer both beef chili and vegetarian chili. Now, please explain to us diehard Texans, how can you possibly make a bowl of chili without meat?
Yeah, I mean, you're preaching to the choir on that one, buddy. I'm like one of those people that I say, if an animal did not die to give me this meal, it's not really a meal. You know, maybe a slice of pizza is like the only exception to that. So I personally would definitely always go for the meat chili, but I'll admit, just the vegetarian chili, my ex-girlfriend turned me on to it. She makes that a lot. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. I could deal with this. I mean, it's a three bean chili. It's not super spicy. So I hope that doesn't, you know, make it unwanted to your Texan palate, but it's really good. And she does do a few different vegetarian dishes. We have, of course, different salads and wraps and stuff like that. But she also does do a little bit of German cuisine on the menu.
Wow.
And she does a portobello mushroom schnitzel, which is really good. And just in general, like the German stuff is very near and dear to her heart because, you know, we serve different styles of wurst, like bratwurst, weisswurst, bauernwurst, all that type of stuff, potato pancakes, different schnitzels. You know, just to have a little bit of that German flair.
But we started out by saying that your menu included soups, salads, burgers, and platters, but we don't see any burgers or platters on the menu here. What's up with that?
Well, one thing that we do need to work on, I'm not going to lie, is our online presence.
Ah.
Marianne, as good as she is as a chef and, you know, as wonderful a person she is, possibly I could say technology is not her forte.
Ah.
So we're working to get our webpage, Facebook page, all those different online media presences, a little bit more updated. But yes, we do a bunch of different burgers, sandwiches, salads, wraps. You know, we have different platters, whether it's a schnitzel platter or a wurst platter, again, to bring back a little bit of that German flair.
So where exactly do we find olives in Nyack, New York? Where is Nyack, New York? Start there.
Well, Nyack, New York is in the center of Rockland County, which is, I would say about 35 minutes outside of New York City proper.
And so what's Olive's official address?
Oh, it's 118 Main Street in Nyack, New York.
And as inadequate as you pretend it is, and I would argue that it's not, tell us what your website is.
Oh, so the website is olivesboss1.wixsite, that's W-I-X site, S-I-T-E. com.
Do you have any social media presence yet?
We do have an Olive's Facebook page. I do believe we also have an Instagram page. Both of those you could find at Olives of Nyack.
This has been Derek Goodman, Renaissance Man, and I would also like to add one of my very best and most dedicated voiceover students. He works at Olive's in Nyack, New York. A great place to eat, drink, and enjoy some live music the next time you visit New York City.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, Derek. Now go practice your voiceover scripts, will you?
Yeah, will do, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Halloween's over and Thanksgiving is upon us. So here's one of the people for whom I'm most thankful to God.
Oh.
It's Fred Olson, my old Hudson and Harrigan radio partner. How you doing, Pard?
Doing pretty good, man.
Good.
Actually, better than the last time. I don't know if I told you last time that Beverly had to go in and get allergy tested because her allergies were really hurting her. So we go in. I said, well, I'll go with you.
Uh-huh.
Because ENT's a good friend of ours and known him for years. Great guy. So I said, well, I'll get tested too. So we're sitting there and they use all these little needles and have like 78 different little puncture wounds in your arms, right?
Oh, I remember this. My son Derek had this same thing done when he was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, right? And so I was sitting there waiting and all suddenly my arm starts to get inflamed. And it turns out she's totally negative and I'm the one with all the allergies. I'm allergic to everything in my yard.
Oh, no.
Every tree, grass, hay, cat, our barn cat, probably dog, dust mites, everything in the world. So, but leading up to that, what you do is you go in and you can't take any antihistamines before they go in and check you, just to make sure you get the right results. And so those 5 days from the 20th through the 25th, I was miserable. I went, why do I feel so bad? He said, well, here, do this and this and this, and then take this over-the-counter thing that will help you. Only problem is I found out yesterday that over-the-counter thing was making me really tired, foggy, sluggish, sleepy, and it's Claritin, and for some reason I can't take that. It kills me. It's like taking a Zyrtec. I may as well just go to bed.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty darn good that I've kind of narrowed down what was just kicking my rear end. So I'm good.
So do you have anything you can take for allergies?
Over the counter, I don't think so. I'm going to do a thing called sublingual drops. I know it's something you put under your tongue. That's what that means. People get shots. So what they're going to do with me is interesting. Those of you that have serious allergies, is you can either get a shot every week for like, 3 years to realign your body's DNA against these things that are eating you up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do a sublingual, the drops, which are, you can just sell it through it every day. They have to be made, the components in them correspond to what you're suffering from. So I'm going to try the sublingual for a year and see where that puts me in.
Sublingual drops sounds like when something goes terribly wrong with a scuba diver.
Well, it sounds like you're in a whole other country. It does. You know? It sounds like I'm having a sublingual drop today. Please forgive me.
So you're feeling better now?
Yeah. Now that I know it's, once you find out what's, you know, bothering you, there's some relief in that.
I guess so. You know what's been bothering me is the election, and I am so glad it's over.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not making any editorial comments about who won or lost or who I supported or who I voted for. I'm just glad that the political ads are not on radio and TV anymore. Let the debate continue, but somebody please take down the campaign signs.
But, you know, it's really interesting because if you watch them, and I did as little as possible, nobody was any good. Each side was horrible. Remember that? Go, so-and-so took money, and so-and-so did this, and so-and-so wants to take... It didn't matter, Democrat, Republican. The other person was totally, purely evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wait a minute. You know, we had an old friend who, that's kind of what he does. He works in political campaigns to probably come up with some of these things. And I remember asking him, I said, well, what are the things you do? He goes, you don't always want to know.
I bet that's right.
And I was at my men's group the other night, and we were talking about this, the election, and the amount of hate on one side or the other, or the violence, and where all this comes from. And we talked about the media, and I said, you know, I worked in the media a long time, and I learned one thing. The media has no responsibility to tell you the truth.
Yep.
Think about that. There's no written law that says they must give you truth. When you and I grow up, and a lot of us are listening now, like Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, these guys were newscasters, you didn't know until they retired what their political affiliation was.
That's right.
You didn't know.
That's right.
Because all they did was tell you what was going on. That's not true anymore. It's you and I learned it at CBS. They said, we're not in the radio business, we're in the content business.
I remember.
The longer you can get someone to listen, however you do it, even though they didn't like how we did it, we were very conservative, but no matter how you do it, we want to get people to listen to their 4 or 5 or 3 or 4 minutes at this time. Remember, they had it right down to what we call a clock. They go, if you get people to listen like from 7:15 to like 7:18 or 19, boy, that's really a big deal.
Yes, I remember.
And you and I look at each other and go, that's just a lot of pressure, man.
Well, I remember a quote from Walter Cronkite a few years after he retired. He said, if I worked at CBS News today, I couldn't work at CBS News today. And what he meant was that they didn't give both sides of the story anymore.
Right.
And we've become so polarized, not only as a society, but now in the media, that I don't know who to believe anymore. Do you?
Well, what's the old saying is don't believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Yeah.
And less than that on television news. It's just all, it's a mess. And it's all about making money, let's face it, you know?
But the good news is that the election is over.
Yeah, but the football season's still going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about something more fun, but football's not a whole lot of fun right now.
No.
I've been listening to sports talk radio. I know, my first mistake, I know. But there are several of those guys on sports talk radio who think that this team, the Texans, needs to be completely overhauled. Where do you come down on that?
Oh, let's see. Completely overhauled. We have a quarterback.
Yeah.
We don't have a defense.
No, we don't.
We got running back kind of like by committee.
Uh-huh.
I think, and we have no draft picks. Well, you know, that may not be true because there are people who we could always move.
Well, I think that's part of their point is that we need to completely overhaul the roster by trading away some talent and starting over again.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, every team has to look at the Patriots. I mean, goodness.
Yeah.
Even the good ones have to be retooled from time to time. But who's gonna be the new heroes? Who are gonna be the new stars? And what can you do until 2021 unless you have a big fire sale and get as many draft picks? And I was looking up something this morning about we got a seventh rounder for Eli. I can't remember his name. Defensive tackle, Cowboys. We got a seventh rounder. I was looking up how many seventh rounders actually pan out, and there are a few.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been 25 really good ones in the history of the draft.
Wow.
When you think about that, because you're in the 234, 200 and whatever choice, right, in seven rounds.
Ugh.
And so we get a seventh round pick. I'm going, well, at least you got something that may work out.
Well, you know, I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that Cal McNair would want to hire a new general manager first and let him be in charge of hiring the new head coach. And then they work together to figure out whether to rebuild this team or not. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, but you put Romeo Crennel in there and you're not going to just pull him, are you?
No. I don't mean during the season, but I mean before they start talking about any major overhaul, don't they need to start at the top?
Well, when you say they, these are sportscasters who never play the game like you and me. We never play. We don't. It's all conjecture. So nobody knows until you know. It's like an election. Nobody knows until you know. And so people go, well, they need to do this and they need to trade so-and-so. And nobody knows. They're just trying to get us to click on it for a while, right?
Sure. Just like CBS Radio used to tell us. How about if the GM was a woman like Condoleezza Rice? You know, she often said that her dream job would be to be NFL commissioner. So what better way to start than with the general manager of a team that has Deshaun Watson as the centerpiece of your offense?
Hey, there you go. I agree. Everything starts at the top. As we learned in corporate America, it all starts at the top.
Yeah.
And it can all fail at the top as well.
Well, I hope you guys had fun in SA.
Yeah.
And I hope that your allergies get better soon.
Oh, me too, because I'm tired of sounding like Elmer Fudd.
It's always fun to talk to you, whether we're talking about allergies or whether we're talking about the Texans. I love you, buddy. Give my best to Bev, and we'll do this all over again next week, okay?
I love you too. We'll talk next week, okay?
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?